by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And good evening and welcome to High School Girls Basketball. Tournament action continues tonight in Class 1A Region 5 as we come your way from the Makovic Gymnasium here in Springville. As this evening, it'll be a 1A regional semifinal. The winner is one step away from Wells Fargo Arena and the Girls State Basketball Tournament. As this evening, it'll be the Class 1A number 3 rated Orioles of Springville playing host to the Sigourney Savages. And great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Steve Dozier here at Springville as we get ready for tournament basketball once again here this evening. Great atmosphere, Steve. We love coming here to Springville and the chance to get a full gym. Lots of orange on the other side. Lots of day glow orange, too. You're not going to miss the Springville crowd.
No, there is a great sea of orange here, and it's just fun. The whole community comes out and supports them, and they're having a great year. But traditionally, Springville is a great little community that really supports their programs.
Of course, state champion in 2008 and the runner-up last year in 2015. Also the runner-up back in 2009 and trying to get back to the Girls State Basketball Tournament. And this is their second step here in 2016 and got through the first hurdle in terrific fashion as Springville, after a bye in the first round, they took care of business against Tri-County 60-23. Tri-County, just like Sigourney, out of the South Iowa Cedar League. Meanwhile, for the Savages, they've had two games down the tournament trail. They took care of Twin Cedars 60-15 and then beat Cedar Valley Christian 64-59 last week, or I should say earlier on this week, in that regional quarterfinal game to get the right to come up here. An hour and 45-minute bus trip to come up to take on the Springville Orioles.
Well, the good thing was the weather cooperated. The wind died down a little bit. That would have been a definite tough trip if it was early this afternoon, that's for sure. So at least the weather cooperated.
Well, this Springville team, they come in 21-1, number 3 rated in 1A. The only blemish, that was the loss at the U.S. Cellular Center to number 1 rated Turkey Valley in that battle on Rivalry Saturday that took place down at the U.S. Cell Center. Sigourney comes in at 14-9. Sigourney finished 5th overall in the South Iowa Cedar League. They were 2nd in their division to Iowa Valley. Iowa Valley was upset by Cedar Valley Christian in the first round. Everyone was looking forward to an Iowa Valley-Springville matchup. Conference champion versus conference champion in this game, but like the tournaments, like we all know, sometimes that doesn't materialize.
No, it doesn't. And it, you know, and I think the team that Marengo was hosting,
Iowa Valley,
too. Iowa Valley was hosting, and that's what makes it even more difficult because you have you're hosting. You think you start looking on, going, okay, us in Springville, we can beat Springville, and then you host, and that gets in your mind a little bit, and you have to take it. You know, coaches say one day at a time, Scott, but it is. That's it. You're one and done. And it's not the old time where you could lose second round and still stay in it. This is a one and done, and anything can happen. And, you know, Sigourney made the long trip, and, you know, they've won their last 6 out of 7 games. So they're on a little win streak right now themselves. So this should be an entertaining ball game tonight.
Well, we got two teams that are kind of mirror images of one another, to be honest with you. For Sigourney, they like to get up and down the court. They love the three-point goal. They will drive and kick it outside. They got a terrific shooter in Sierra Davis, who's averaging just under 20 points a game. She's made 53 three-pointers on the year. She's not shy, 163 attempts on the year. And they got two other gals that are at 20 or very close to 20, Autumn Barthelman and Brooke Wechter. They don't shoot a great percentage outside, but when you shoot a lot of them, hey, when about 28% of them go in, you're going to do all right.
Well, and that's their style, and that's what you do. I mean, they shoot over 400 attempts. You know, and right now, too, Sierra Davis is 18th in the state of Iowa in scoring. So, obviously, she's putting up a lot of points right now, and I think she's averaging 19.1 points a game. So she's not scared to put it up. And, you know, both teams are young, too, Scott. I mean, both start one senior, and that's it. So that bodes well probably for both of them in the near future.
Yeah, senior Sierra Davis, though, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately, it's the wrong senior, right.
And for Springville, of course, their point guard, Megan Wagaman, the terrific floor leader out there for this Orioles team. And Yeah, both these teams among the state's best as far as thievery is concerned, averaging both 17 and 16 steals respectively, Sigourney and Springville. And you got Riley Menster, who's one of the state's best, averaging about 5.5 steals per contest. And you know her mother back from the Mount Mercy days.
Yes, Robin Bragg, and I believe she is a native of Springville. So she played basketball at Mount Mercy for Coach Slifer, so I knew Robin. So that I saw her when I walked in the door, and I'm like, you look familiar, and you look, you know. So it's great to see her. And I just said, does her daughter play? And they said, very well. So,
very, very well indeed. Springville led by Michaela Nahazel with 14.6 points per game. Riley Menster right behind at 13.8, and then Megan Wagaman at 11.4 points per ball game. Both these teams in the mid-50s as far as their offensive average is concerned. And as we mentioned, Sigourney really loves to put up the three-pointers at 412 per year. Springville tries to get it inside a little bit more to Michaela Nahazel, and she's really developed in her sophomore season into a terrific, terrific post player.
Yeah, they have a more balanced team. They go inside, outside. You'll see a lot of cutting, posting up, hitting the post, shooting the three. So they're a very, very well balanced Springville team, and you know, the coach has done a wonderful job here. And you know, of course, Brian O'Donnell way back when kind of got him on the map, Coach Sanderson has done a terrific job here, keeping that momentum going and getting them back to the state. And, you know, their only loss, like you said, was to Turkey Valley, and that was at the Five Season Center. And, you know, who's to say they won't meet again?
Yeah, and if they do, they'll be down at the state tournament. This is a Region 5 semifinal, the other half of this region. They are playing down at Montezuma tonight, and it's Montezuma who won the South Iowa Cedar League, one division. They are taking on Moravia out of the Bluegrass Conference. And you get those Rand McNally specials, as I like to call them, as far as geography is concerned, and when you get to the Girls Union, because they like to get to the best eight teams down to the state tournament. So winner of this game will meet the winner of that one. It's going to be down at North English, hosted by English Valleys High School. So a little bit of a drive if Springville gets by this one tonight.
Yeah, it will be a drive. But, again, the Union does a really good job year in and year out, really trying to match the best teams to play each other and spread them out, spread the wealth, so to speak. So, yeah, on paper, you know, if Springville gets through today, Montezuma, that is going to be a great matchup to go to state.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. A big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. Couldn't do it without them. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. We got basketball tonight. More basketball. We'll be over at Linmar tomorrow night for a 5A regional semifinal between the Lions and the Prairie Hawks. We'll see a lot of orange there tomorrow night. We're seeing a lot of orange here tonight. And also should mention, not only a terrific crowd from Springville, but a lot of folks from Sigourney made the hour and 45-minute trek. And there's no good way to make it up from point A to point B. You got a lot of interstate driving.
Yeah, you do have a lot of interstate driving. But, yeah, Sigourney has a nice showing of fans here. So that's good to see. So a lot of folks made the trip, and we've seen some good turnout from them. And now the kids, you know, at Springville just came in, filled up a whole section. So this is going to be a fun atmosphere tonight in Springville, that's for sure.
Well, let's go ahead and set our starting lineups for this one here tonight. Class 1A, Region 5 semifinal between Springville and Sigourney. Our lineup's brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, located at 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. For home, auto, farm, life, and health, call them at 774-4620. For the visitors from Sigourney, the Savages out of the South Iowa Cedar League, they will come in with a record of 14-9 overall. School colors, black and gold, and they will go with this lineup, a three-guard lineup. It'll be at one guard, number one, Leah Carter. Carter, a 5'6 sophomore, averaging just under 4 points per ball game for the year. Also at a guard, number 21, Autumn Barthelman, a 5'6 sophomore, and Barthelman second on the team with 12 points per game, shooting 29% with 20 makes from three-point land on the year. Also at a guard, she's one of the state's top scorers, number zero, Sierra Davis, 5'6 and a senior, 53 made threes on the year, averaging just under 20 points per ball game. Up front for Sigourney, it'll be number two, Brooke Wechter, 5'6 and a sophomore, 6.8 points on the year, second in rebounding for the Savages, at 5.3 points per ball game. And also up front, number 23, Anna Olin, a 5'10 junior. And Olin on the year averaging 3.5 points, but a team high, nearly 7 rebounds per game. The head coach for Sigourney is Andy Harder. Now the starting lineup for the Springville Orioles, number 3 and 1A. And Springville comes in with a record of 21-1. Starting lineup for Springville, the forwards will be Alyssa Yeager, 5'11 and a sophomore. Yeager at 4.3 points, just about 6 rebounds a game, second on the team, and nearly 2 assists. Also up front, number 40, Maddie Wagaman, the 5'8 sophomore. And Wagaman at 5 points, 4.2 rebounds, and nearly 3 assists per game. At center, number 50, it'll be Michaela Nachhausel, 5'10 and a sophomore. Nachhausel at 14.6 points. First on the team, or second on the team, make that in rebounding, and also 2.3 assists per game. The guards are number 14, Megan Wagaman, the 5'8 senior. And Megan averaging 11.4 points per game. And number 22, Riley Menster, the 5'4 sophomore, 13.8 points, second on the team in scoring, 3.5 rebounds, and 4.2 assists per game to go along with 5.5 steals per game. The head coach for the Springville Orioles is Nate Sanderson. And our officials tonight from the tri-state area, they're up in the Dubuque area. I think we're going to see a fun game tonight, Steve.
I think it is going to be a fun game. I mean, I'm nervous. I mean, the whole fans are into it, and it's just going to be fun. And, you know, the gym is a great it's a great gym. It's like they redid the floor here. It's new lights in here, but it's a home crowd type of gym where you're going to be close to the action, which I like.
Starting lineups have been introduced. Springville in their home white with the orange and black trim. Orioles across the front trimmed in black. Sigourney in their road black with the gold trim, the gold outlined numbers. And right now here at the McAvick Gym in Springville, we will honor America with our national anthem here tonight before this regional semifinal. Rendition of the national anthem here in front of a full house. I recognize the name Madison there. Got to be a relation to Sarah, who played last year, now is an assistant coach.
Yep. Well, they did a great job.
The atmosphere at the 1A's and 2A's, you can't beat it, can you?
There's nothing better. There's nothing better. And these are the experiences the kids remember. And you walk around small communities, they all say good luck, see you, good job last night. I mean, they take ownership here, and it's great to see.
It'll be Carter, Wachter, Olin, Barthelman, and Davis for Sigourney. And for Springville, the Wagamans, Nachhausel, Yeager, and Menster. As it'll be Menster to tip it up against Leah Carter as we get ready to roll here in this 1A regional semifinal. One of these teams will be one step away from the girls' state basketball tournament. That'll be coming up a week from Monday. They will play down at Wells Fargo Arena. Tip in the air, controlled by Sigourney, and we're underway as Adam Barthelman will bring it up. We'll see a lot of zone here, Steve, from Nate Sanderson in Springville, and they'll start things off 2-3. They like to do that with Nahazel down low, along with Jaeger, and also with Matty Wagaman.
Right now, Sigourney is pulling it out, Scott, and they're going to make Springville come out after them a little bit.
Bartleman goes back door, and the pass too tall and out of bounds. Tried to get it to Anna Olin on the back cut, and Sigourney turns it over on their first possession. And the Savages will drop back into the half court, and they'll pick him up, and the ball tipped away and stolen. So a turnover for both teams right away, and then Sigourney gives it back, and then a foul call. Maybe a few jitters here right away.
Yeah, the first couple possessions are always the tough ones right now to get the jitters out, and Sigourney's in a 1-2-2 zone, so both teams are coming out in zone tonight.
Looks like Sigourney's going to try to trap out of that a little bit. At least they showed it the first time. Jaeger over in the corner to Wagaman. Diagonal pass up top. Menster will try it for three. Back iron, no, but the deep kicking rebound comes out to Jaeger. Wagaman gets it inside. Quick shot put up, no good on the block, and the rebound out of there to Sigourney. As Bartholin will walk it up. You'll see Springville extend that zone, too. Kind of a matchup 2-3 out front. And Menster only at 5-4, but she gets a lot of deflections out there. Drive in and a kick out. Davis over in the corner.
And right now, Sigourney's five out. They don't have anybody inside right now, which is going to be a challenge for them.
Really extending it. And now we got a travel called on the Savages along the sideline. So three possessions, three turnovers for Sigourney.
Yeah, right now, Sigourney doesn't have a post per se. So that's going to be a tough right now to break that zone.
Wagaman outside the arc. Pass inside, deflected out of bounds as they try to go back door to Megan Wagaman. And it's going to stay Springville basketball. And the Orioles will inbound in front court, right of the glass looking in. Lob pass through the hands of Nahazel and stolen away. Two on two break, spin move into the lane. Running shot off the glass won't go, and Jaeger with a rebound for the Orioles. Springville on the run. Menster, diagonal pass into front court. Matty Wagaman, quickly they work the perimeter. Passed out front, now to Nahazel in the high post. Turns, got double teamed for a moment. Ball tipped away and picked back up by Megan Wagaman. No score. We've played 2 minutes here from Springville. Feed inside. Nahazel doubled. Kicks it outside. Wagaman three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound. Wagaman had it taken away. That's Maddie had it taken away.
Yeah, both teams right now just trying to feel each other right now and kind of get a rhythm.
There's the steal by Maddie Wagaman all the way down, and she gets the first two of the game.
Springville's coming out on a 2-2-1 right now, full court on a make.
2-0 in favor of the Orioles. Bartholin passes near side to Davis. They'll collapse on her. High lob pass caught by Bartholin. Standing right hand dribble by the center circle. Here's Davis out front. Going crossover, 5 second count on her. Just got rid of it to Wechter. Now the diagonal pass over to the corner. Starting to drive. Kick out to Davis. Her three was blocked. Good block there by Matty Wagaman.
Yep, great block right now. Springville's getting some momentum.
Nahazel kicks it back outside. Jaeger for three. Can't get it to go. Nahazel with the rebound and fouls from behind. Should be a shooting foul, and it's going to go against Anna Olin. And it will be Nahazel to the line for Springville. And the first one, no good. And that is one Achilles heel for Springville, Steve.
Yeah, right now she's shooting 31% free throw right now. So, she's going to get a lot of looks down low with her size, that's for sure.
Missed them both, but the offensive board to Wagaman. Puts up the leaner, no. Nahazel with the second effort, no. And a foul again on Sigourney. As Springville hitting the boards hard on the offensive end.
Yeah, Springville's doing a really nice job right now, and right now we may have more turnovers than rebounds. So right now they got to kind of get that sloppy play taken care of in the first couple minutes.
Inbound Menster, a wide open three, no good, but the putback is good by Matty Wagaman underneath. Or check that, Megan Wagaman. And Springville up 4-0, and stepping out of bounds on the sideline against the pressure was Bartholin. And that's five Savages turnovers already.
Yeah, and it's not really from pressure, Scott. Right now they're just poor passing right now and some poor decisions.
Might have had just a look at the trophy case, too, out front. That could be the sixth person. Menster against the zone. They work it right side over in the corner. Wagaman drops it off inside. Wide open, Jaeger, but she had a block from behind. Good defense coming over, and we got a jump ball as Anna Olin had the block. But it will stay Springville ball. Low scoring first quarter. Megan Wagaman to inbound. She'll lob it to the free throw line. Nice ball fake, not Hazel.
Ball fake.
Can't get it to go, though, and the rebound out of there to Sigourney. Springville's just cold right now.
And Sigourney's lucky with all the turnovers that they've only have four, you know, scored four baskets off those turnovers, or 4 points so far.
Carter, long cross-court pass to Davis on the ball. Fake drives, doubled, stolen away by Menster. Menster one-on-one all the way down, missed the layup, a late whistle and a foul call.
It's like, is that maybe after the shot? It's kind of underneath the basket where the foul occurred.
Could be. And that's going to be the second on Brooke Wechter.
Yeah, after the shot, she forced her out of bounds after her layup attempt.
Summer Barthelman will come in. Off the inbound, wide open underneath is Menster on the back door, and it's 6-0 Springville.
That's good out-of-bounds play there. Snuck in underneath.
Ball tipped away. Springville on the steal. Layup good. Timeout, Sigourney. Steal, and Maddie Wagaman with the layup. Seven turnovers for the Savages, and I'm not sure they've gotten a shot off yet.
Yeah, I don't think they've gotten a shot off, Scott, right now. It's just turnovers are their Achilles heel right now. And, you know, I don't know if they're nervous or not, but the passes are sloppy, too. It's not that, you know, they're just making high arching passes. They're making some poor decisions right now. So good timeout by the coach, kind of get them back mentally back into the game here.
30-second timeout taken by Sigourney, and it's 8-0 in favor of Springville. And the Orioles have already caused seven turnovers.
Yeah, you know, I would say the Orioles probably caused three of those, and Sigourney caused the other four. It's, you know, they got to get a rhythm. They got to get. Yeah, I don't think they have gotten a shot off right now, Scott. And that's they got to find some kind of flow right now and figure it out, because they don't really have a post, and Springville's extending the zone, so that's going to make it very difficult for them unless they get somebody running some high post area.
Summer Barthelman in, a freshman, 5'1" freshman. Autumn Barthelman will stay in there at 5'6" and a sophomore. And here's the 2-2-1 full court Springville pressure. Barthelman waves her way up court. And the pass intercepted by Nahazel, but as she intercepted it, she stepped on the near sideline.
Great anticipation by Nahazel. And they got him right up the sideline, which is where Springville wanted to do it. And they cut that off, did a nice job.
8-0 in favor of the Orioles. Sierra Davis has not attempted a shot as of yet. Pass out front, tip stolen by Menster. All the way in. Stops, goes up with the leaner, and was fouled. And they're going to get that one on Summer Barthelman.
Yeah, that was a nice anticipation by Menster. And, you know, the zone, they extend it so well, and the girls are in good passing lanes, too, away from the ball, which is important.
Free throw up and good for Menster. Springville will go to the bench, and Chrissy Hoagland will come in. And Paige, or excuse me, we'll get the sub in for Sigourney in a moment as Menster hits the boat. And it's a 10-0 lead here for Springville. Again, that pressure. Barthelman in the backcourt, bumped and fouled. They're going to get Menster on a reach.
But the only thing Springville's done not well defensively is just a little reach right now. Their defense has been tremendous.
Paige Timmerman into the game now for Sigourney, a 5'7 freshman. So, yeah, two freshmen on the court right now for Sigourney. Barthelman picks it up. High lob pass out front, top of the key to Davis. Lobs it right back in the corner to Summer Barthelman. Goes to Davis. Splits a double team. Lost to going into the lane. Leaves it for Barthelman. Jump shot on the way, short, and the rebound out of there to Megan Wagaman. Lead pass ahead, they got a 2-on-1. Good look underneath, Maddie Wagaman, layup, no, and the rebound out of there to Davis of Sigourney. That was a good break.
Very good break, just didn't finish.
2:33 to play here in the opening quarter. Barthelman, lob pass inside, tip stolen by Menster again. ninth turnover for Sigourney. Jaeger, good passing into the middle. Kick out now, far hash mark to Menster.
Boy, Springville's doing a great job passing the ball around the perimeter.
Menster, Megan Wagaman to Maddie. They drop it inside. Pass broken up, stolen away.
They made nine passes in that series just on offense, so very disciplined group.
Probably should have stuck with eight.
Yeah.
Because the ninth one wasn't the best one. The Barthelmans playing catch with it near side, outside the arc. Sigourney looking for their first point.
Right now, Sigourney's now has somebody playing some high post, in which they need to do. They need to find a way to break that seam of that zone.
Yeah, Timmerman in there. Davis has not even shot the ball as of yet. The ball kicked into
the
backcourt.
That's going to be a Springville ball. Yep.
As it'll be Springville ball with a minute 36 to play here in the first. It'll be Megan Wagaman to inbound to Riley Menster. Springville up 10, working against the zone. Collapsing 1-2-2. Kind of the old Tom Davis zone here. Yeah. Jaeger.
Minus the bounce passes around the perimeter.
Left corner, cross-court pass on the drive. Maddie Wagaman, they're going to get her for traveling. Nahazel back in for Springville. And also Nicole Kane is in. She is a freshman. 5'6 freshman coming off the bench for Nate Sanderson. In the backcourt, Summer Bartholomew takes it into a double team. Had it poked away, but Sigourney gets the basketball. Out it comes, left wing. Jump shot on the way by Davis. No, her first shot of the night. And the rebound out of there to Springville. Long up court pass. One-handed catch underneath by Kane. Lobs in the lane. Nahazel goes up with the shot. Swishes it home from the heart of the paint.
Yeah, that was a nice job, especially a nice pass from Kane. And found her in the seam of the zone.
12-0, 45 seconds to play here in the game's first quarter. Bounce underneath to Davis. Shot no good from the right block. Off the glass. Rebounded by Jaeger. It was a really good rebounder. Menster. Skip pass over the top. Kane drops it inside. Nice. Good ball movement. Underneath, Nahazel, and another easy two.
What Springville's doing, Scott, they're finding the short corner. When they get into the short corner, then it opens it up for Nahazel, just finding the middle of the zone.
And a travel in the backcourt on Timmerman. 11 turnovers on Sigourney. Jordan Van E comes in. 5'7 freshman. And Savannah White, a 5'5 freshman, coming in. That is six freshmen that have played so far for Sigourney. Inbound, Nahazel banks it home.
Yeah, Nahazel's definitely got some height on Sigourney too, and Springville's doing a good job getting her involved on the offense.
16-0. 3 seconds to play. Davis goes crossover, drives baseline, lost it, and that will do it for the first quarter of play. After one, third-rated Springville all over Sigourney. It's 16-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back with the second quarter right after this as you're listening to Girls High School Basketball from KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? Imon Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. Imon offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. Imon employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining Imon, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at the Makovic Gym. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you, and a 16-0 blitz here for Springville in the first quarter. Sigourney ball as we start quarter number two, and they need to get something going. They lob it inside to Olin and throws it away. Got caught underneath the basket, tried to go to the far corner.
Well, they did, but I like what they're doing now. They're getting some high-low. They're getting a girl on the block, girl at the high post, and now they're trying ways. Coach doing a nice job trying to, you know, find ways to break into that zone.
Give me the lineup as we start corner number two. Shot no good. Weak side rebound. Jaeger forces it up and was fouled. And that's going to be on Leah Carter, her second foul. 16th foul on Sigourney. And Jaeger to the line for two free throws for the Orioles. And the first one right through. First point. Now all five of these Springville starters have scored. Jaeger with one more up, and that's good.
Springville's done a nice job of distributing the ball around their offense, too, getting everybody involved.
Carter Olin in there. Also, Summerbelt Barthelman, Davis, and Wechter in there right now for Sigourney. Pass inside, tip stolen away, and then a high dribble will give it right back to Sigourney.
Yeah, nice anticipation, nice dribble, and they said they're got her hand over the ball, traveled it.
How about this for a surprise? After one, Sumner Fredericksburg 12, Regina 4.
That is a surprise right now.
Although the Upper Iowa Conference is really tough. That's where Turkey Valley comes from, and Sumner Fredericksburg is the second place
team.
Is.
And that is a good conference. As, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, we're seeing those teams have some good success.
Three-pointer right wing. Up short, no good that time by Wechter. And a rebound out of there to Springville. Quickly up the right-hand boards. Wagaman's cross-court pass was tipped and stolen away.
A lot of cross-court passes tonight around that zone, and those are always difficult.
Olin came up with the tip and the steal as Autumn Barthelman back into the game now. They drop it inside. Olin doubled down on the block. Good ball movement outside right wing. Three up, good. And Sigourney on the board on the three-pointer by Autumn Barthelman.
Yeah, they did a nice job moving the ball around the perimeter. A lot better passing, got a better look.
So 18-3, maybe that'll get the Savages going. Nah Hazel had it knocked away from behind. Picked up, and the layup no good underneath by Kane. Rebound, though, out of bounds. It'll be Springville ball. As Menster will come back in for Kane, and Davis back in now for Sigourney. Sometimes when you're a scorer like that, Steve, and the night doesn't start well for you, you just need to kind of go to the bench, take a look, and let the game come to you a little bit.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing now.
Good pass inside, nice pass. And the turnaround good on the right block by Nahazel, who's got 8 already. Quickly up court, and the pass tipped off the right shoulder of Michaela. She's okay.
She's okay, but I tell you what, Springville does a nice job getting her involved in the offense, too. It's not that they're working the perimeter, and she's finding gaps, and their teammates are finding her.
20-3, Davis on the inbound, drives through a double team, runner no, and a foul on the rebound, and Davis is getting frustrated.
Yeah, that's frustration foul, and you never like a foul that's 90 feet away from the basket.
That'll be the first on Davis, and that's the 17th foul on Sigourney.
Well, and credit to Springville, they've done a nice job taking away their threes, and Sigourney's had a lot of them, and Springville's done a good job taking that away.
1-1 for Alyssa Jaeger on the line. Free throw up, right through for the 67% foul shooter.
Well, Coach Anderson said, too, transition has not been their strength for Sigourney getting back, and Springville's been able to capitalize on that.
One more on the way, curls it home. Jaeger with 4 off in the line, 22-3. Again, the pressure, this time broken by Wechter. Gets it up court to Carter. She'll turn, fire to the three. No, rebound on the weak side. Davis had it for a moment, lost it to Megan Wagaman. Menster, long up court pass underneath, running the floor. Nahazel and gets the easy layup with the left hand.
Boy, their transition defense and offense has been very, very good.
She's a post that can run.
Yes, and that's dangerous for any team. If you like to run and your post can run.
Davis open three, no. Rebounded underneath by Jaeger.
Right, Springville's done a good job. It's tough to rebound effectively out of a 2-3 zone, and Springville's done a good job finding the body and doing an outstanding job rebounding.
Orioles lose the ball out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 7 on Springville. And it'll be Olin to inbound for the Savages. 24-3. 5:20 to play here in the opening half. High catch, far hash marked by Olin. Plays catch now with Wechters in there with two fouls. Working that perimeter, trying to reverse the basketball and get a three off. Now they drop their post down on the block again as they work the triangle near side. Now Barthelman will reset. On the drive, angles right with it. We're going to five to play, and then dribbled it off her leg, but we're going to get a foul here on the reach on Maddie Wagaman. Kind of had a feeling when it's 8-2 and fouls, 8-1, that a foul's going to come on Springville.
Yeah, it was time, but, you know, Springville's done a good job in their zone, staying in their passing lanes. They haven't really done anything where they're reaching and all that. Yep, good call.
Yep, offensive foul. Off the end. Bound pass, and yeah. It's going to be Olin.
Yeah, Olin wanted to cut through to the basket, and, you know, Springville girl's in her way, and she didn't care.
And coming back in will be Summer Barthelman, as Olin will come out for the Savages. 24-3 Springville. They jumped out to an 18-0 lead in this one, a regional semifinal in 1A. And Springville looking to get back to the state tournament. Menster wide open three-pointer. No good. And the high rebound brought down by Wechter. Sigourney coming in at 14-9 for the year. Coach Andy Harder. Barthelman to the corner. They dump it inside. Wechter back it comes to Summer Barthelman with 4:18 to play. No look pass outside to Wechter. Trying to get it down low to Van E on the block. There they get it to her. Turnaround shot off the glass and good.
Yeah, Sigourney's did a better job. Their best looks come when they get that ball inside and kick it back out where they're getting an open look in the outside. But that time they got a good look inside.
Van E averaging about a point and a half a game. Comes up with her first basket. And it's 24-5. Springville ball in front court. Long cross court pass. Megan Wagaman. Over to Maddie. She'll circle it out. Back to corner. Menster. High post now to Yeager. As Springville goes back door. Nice cut and a left-hand layup. Good by Maddie or Megan Wagaman.
And that all comes from their offense. The kids have done a really good job moving the ball around.
Chrissy Hoagland back into the game now for Springville as well. Barthelman drop-off pass to Van E. They play catch with it with 3:20 to play. Pass out front. Menster going for the steal. Came up with a foul.
Yeah, a little late in her anticipation, but is that her second, Scott?
Yep.
Okay, yep.
And Kane will come in for Menster.
Yep, they'll probably sit her till the quarter.
Going to have a timeout taken here by Sigourney. And it looks like it's going to be a 30-second timeout. And it will be with 3:18 to play here in half number one, and Springville up big at 26-5. Again, the winner will take on the winner of the game between Montezuma and Moravia. And, we'll try to find some scores at halftime. You know how I like to search for those.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I'll be interested to see how the Regina game turns out tonight.
Not going well early for the Regals.
Solon, or Mount Vernon had a nice win, too, the other over Assumption.
Yeah.
So that was a good win.
How about Solon over Union?
Yes. That one surprised me, especially the, I think it was a 10 or more point difference, too, which surprised me.
3:11 to play off the inbound. Sigourney basketball attacking the bucket to our right. Crossover dribble, Barthelman. As the Barthelman's play catch with it, they go cross court to Davis.
Our Springville is really, really active on that 2-3 and making it very difficult for Sigourney to get a look.
Davis has not had a basket as of yet. Barthelman for three, and she hits from the far wing. And that's Summer Barthelman.
Yeah, and Sigourney needed that too, Scott, with under 3 minutes left in the half.
26-8. Orioles go to the corner. Megan Wagaman tried to go inside, and looked like a couple of Warriors looked at each other, and the pass went right between two of them.
Yeah, it was a good look. They just didn't catch their eyes together.
So Hoagland will come out. And the 2-2-1 full court press put on again by Springville. Kane, Maddie Wagaman in there. Megan Wagaman, Jaeger, and Nahazel in there for Springville. Barthelman, who just hit the three, out top to Wachter between the circles. 2:15 to play to the corner. Davis fakes in the three, and her pass to the wing, tipped out of bounds. And it will stay with Sigourney.
Yeah, with Davis averaging about 20 points a game and scoreless right now. So that's if you're Springville, it's the best scenario they could ask for right now.
They're really collapsing that 2-3 zone anytime Davis gets it on the wing.
Yeah, they just have not had a good look at the wing yet tonight.
Davis back to Barthelman, drops it inside. Van E catches against double team, pass deflected, stolen.
Oh, great pass.
Underneath, Nahazel hangs, puts it up and scores. Or check that, that's Maddie Wagaman.
Yeah, great pass by Megan Wagaman.
I think they've done that in the driveway a few times.
I'm sure.
28-8. Half-court trap, they get out of it. Lob pass, far hash mark to Wachter. Goes out front, ball tipped into the backcourt, out of bounds. Going to stay with Sigourney.
Boy, Springville's anticipation, Scott, and activeness out of a 2-3 zone. Typically, you don't see that kind of anticipation or that active of a zone. Springville spreads theirs out, and they're in the passing lanes, and they rebound well out of it. So that's you don't see that very often.
How'd you teach that?
Yeah.
Or is it just sixth sense?
It is. It really is.
From the corner, Barthelman, turnaround three, no good. Van E, the offensive rebound. Her shot blocked by Nahazel. There goes Springville. 20-point Oreo lead at 28-8. Minute 8 to play. Nahazel in the high post. Kane, right back it comes. Nahazel spins to her left, puts a shot off the glass, no good. Got the deflection, it's loose. Picks it up and kicks it to the near side corner. Kane, open jumper, swished right through for Nicole Kane.
Yeah, and that had to do with Nahazel too, just keeping that ball alive.
She's only a freshman. 30-8, 42 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Barthelman on the drive. No look pass to Wachter for three. No. Rebound, Jaeger's had a bunch of them. We'll see if Springville goes for one. They try to pass in the high post, and it's tipped and stolen. As Wachter comes away with the basketball for Sigourney.
One of their few unforced errors.
And now the Savages will go for the last shot here of the first half. Down by a bundle at 30-8. The pass tipped out of bounds as one of the Savages hits the floor. It's going to stay Sigourney ball. The Davis to inbound. With 10 seconds to play, Davis takes a look at the clock. Lobs it to Barthelman. 5 seconds to play. Drops it off inside to Van E. Pass tip stolen. 1 second to play, and that will do it for the first half. An 18-0 start for Springville, and they have never looked back. And the Orioles, rated third in 1A, lead it here at halftime. Springville 30 and Sigourney 8. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls Regional Basketball from KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Back with you here at Springville, Makovic Gym, where they take good care of us, Steve.
Yes, they do.
Fresh water for the horses here at halftime.
A well-run machine here.
30-8. Boy, Springville's a well-run machine here in the first half, aren't they?
Boy, I, you know, Scott, I personally, I always, you know, not a huge fan of zone because I think it's hard to be active, and I think it's hard to be rebound out of it. But Springville has done all that. They've rebounded out of the zone. They've been active in the zone, and they've read the passing lanes, and their anticipation by all those kids, are the players are is very good. So that's one of the better 2-3 zones I've seen in a very, very long time.
It's active.
Very active.
And they know where Davis is at all times on the court. Likes that wing on the right side, and they've been doubling on her when she gets the basketball.
Yeah, and when she gets it, they're all over her too. So she's just hasn't been able to find any rhythm. And offensively, they haven't found a rhythm. Sigourney's trying to do, they're doing a better job trying to get try to get a little inside-outside game going now. But Springville, you know, they close that up too. So it's been all Springville on both ends of the floor so far.
Take a look at the scoring in the first half. For the Springville Orioles, led by Michaela Nahazel with 10, 5 field goals, 0-for-2 from the free throw line, but 10 points in the first half. 6 points for Maddie Wagaman, and then 4 apiece for Alyssa Yeager, Megan Wagaman, and Riley Menster, and Nicole Kane off the bench with 2 for the Orioles. For Sigourney, 3 apiece for the Barthelmans, Summer Barthelman and Autumn Barthelman with 3, and Jordan Van E. with 2. Turnovers, that's the big story. 16 turnovers at halftime for Sigourney, and Springville with 9 turnovers. Free throw shooting, Springville was 75% in the first half. They were 6 out of 8, and Sigourney did not make it to the free throw line against that Springville zone in the first half. Only 2 threes in the game for Sigourney, but this is a team, Steve, that has made a bunch of them all year. You hold them to 2 a half, I think Nate Sanderson will take that.
Yeah, he'll take that. And you know, again, it's credit to the zone and the defense by Springville and how much they reap. Because right now, Sigourney hasn't really had any second-chance opportunities. You know, when you shoot in the 3, you get long rebounds. And, you know, Sigourney has not even had that opportunity for second chances.
Well, how about rebounding?
Well, it's been all Springville, shocker. It's right now, Springville has 23 rebounds to 6 for Sigourney right now unofficially, and 18 defensive rebounds, and again, out of that zone, you know, to see that many rebounds out of that zone, 5 offensive. And then for Sigourney, they've had 5 defensive and 1 offensive. So, again, 23 to, you know, 6, and it's been all Springville on the boards. And Springville's done a great job, too. Just when they get a rebound, they're off. They're taking off, too. Their transition game on both ends has been very good as well.
A couple other scores here at halftime. Low-scoring game. North Lynn leading Albernette 17-8. So that is low-scoring. West Branch over Starmont after one quarter, 15-5, and it's Sumner Fredericksburg still leading, but it's down to a point now at 16-15. That is late in the second quarter.
Where's that being played at?
At Regina.
At Regina, okay.
Yep, that is at Regina. So 1A's and 2A's going at it tonight. And then after that, they will have their finals on Monday night. Of course, 3A finals are tomorrow night. They'll know their state tournament field. Solon and Mount Vernon will play at Marion, and if you're have not heard, that game has been moved ahead to 5:30 tomorrow. It's going to be a doubleheader at Marion.
Who's following after Marion?
Marion will play.
Marion has who tomorrow night?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, I did. And I was looking today, too, for it, and it just slipped through. So, but Marion's got a tough bracket.
They do. They oh, DeWitt.
Is it DeWitt?
Yeah, DeWitt's in DeWitt tonight.
Yeah, DeWitt's what, ranked 14th maybe, yep, or 15th? So, and then you got North Scott in that, too, so. You know, that's not going to be an easy road for Marion, and they're a young team as well. So they play 3 or 4 sophomores and freshmen as well. So, but a very talented group. So they have a chance. They definitely have a good chance of maybe representing Marion. Marion may be well covered this year with Marion and Linmar. That the town may be covered, 2 teams going.
Yeah. So Marion will have a doubleheader tomorrow night. Also center pointer Banna will be in action coming up tomorrow night. Heavy favored in their regional final game, and again, all these teams move on to the state tournament, and we'll have coverage coming up a week from Monday from the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Looking forward to that. And then the 5A's and the 4A's will have their regional finals coming up on Tuesday night, And not sure where we will be at as of yet. We're at Linmar tomorrow night, though, Linmar will take on Prairie.
Yeah, and then both times it's been under 10 points. And, you know, I like how Prairie is playing right now. And if Prairie can get going on one cylinder where you got five or six of them involved offensively, you know, they're going to give a heck of a game to Linmar right now.
See, Ron Slagle, the Cedar Valley Christian coach, is in the house tonight. They had a great year. School record for wins. And, they'd love to have Candace Wilson back for next year, but she's going to be playing at Kirkwood for Kim Moore.
Oh, that's great.
So how about that?
Yeah, that's great.
But they've got a young team at Cedar Valley Christian and some very, very good young players.
Well, I saw him my last couple years. I saw him as eighth graders. He entered them in the league at Jefferson, and we're sitting here going, as coach going, hey, look at those guys. They're a pretty talented young group, and it'll be interesting to see if they all stay with it. And it looks like it's definitely coming. Success is on their way.
Springville leading at halftime 30-8 here over the Sigourney Savages. The halftime score, by the way, Sumner Fredericksburg still on top of Regina. It's 20-18. You see more low-scoring games as you get closer and closer to that regional final, Steve, and that's not a real big mystery.
No, it's not, and you're a little more nervous. It's not a normal game. You know you could be done. There's not a game tomorrow if you lose, so you're a lot more nervous. And offensively, you really want to – you see kids shorten their arms when they make passes because they're scared to make a turnover because it's tournament time, and in retrospect, you're seeing more turnovers because of that.
So both teams making their way out onto the court. Of course, we'll have the game tomorrow night between Prairie and Linmar. That'll be on 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. It'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Iowa City West. And, boy, they battled. One of those games was an overtime. I believe that's the third meeting this year between the Jayhawks and Iowa City West. So two good games in 5A tomorrow night.
Yeah, and Jefferson's played well, too. So Jefferson and West, that'll be a really good matchup. They both match up well.
Here it's 30-8, Springville on top. And the Orioles, imagine just keep doing what you've been doing throughout that first half and look to move on.
Yeah, right now that's the nice thing about Springville, Menster's one of their top scorers, and she's has 2 points maybe. And they don't, they're so well balanced. It's not, they don't have to rely on somebody if they're maybe not scoring as much as they're typically used to. They're a very balanced team. And I tell you, I like the Savages uniform, Scott. That's Oregon-esque.
Yeah,
there.
They got a little day-glow yellow
they
going.
They do. I like that. I like that.
So they huddle around their head coach, Andy Harder, and Springville with Nate Sanderson right in front of them. And they get the lowdown and get ready to take to the court for half number two. And for Springville, this is a young team, but there are a good group of seniors. Don't get a lot of playing time. You got Melissa Deaney, Ashley Brady, Sydney Williams gets in a little bit, but it's great to have those girls around with a young team like this in practice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I saw them a couple years ago. We brought a team here, and just watching them practice, I really like what the coach does with them, and I like their practices too because they're competitive, and you can tell the kids all get along, and it's very team-oriented.
All right, ready to go for half number two. It'll be Springville basketball as Megan Wagaman will get it in. Riley Menster out there, Michaela Nahazel, along with Maddie Wagaman and Alyssa Yeager. The 1-2-2 zone yet again for Sigourney. Top of the key, bounce right side. They try to drop it in, and the pass broken up by Olin and stolen away. Turnover number 10, Barthelman takes it up strong, comes up empty. Long up court pass off the rebound. Menster collects, puts it up good. It'll count the foul.
Well, it's a nice up court pass, and a great job by Menster to catch the pass, get fouled, but yet finish it, which is a good thing to see.
And chance with a three-point play for Riley Menster. Yeah, 5'4 sophomore, up and good.
She's an 80% free throw shooter, so her shot looks great too. She is just a sophomore and a really nice ball player.
33-8, ball tipped right back to Wachter. Long diagonal pass in the front court. Barthelman on the drive, goes up with a runner off the glass and got the roll. Anna Barthelman with 5 points to lead Singerney. And it's 33-10. Maddie Wagaman bumped and fouled out front by Wechter. Tried to cut her off, going around the corner. So Wechter with three, and Carter now with three for Singerney. Just coming out the way the Savages are looking, I think they got the instructions at halftime. Hey, we're going to go down. Let's go down and fight.
That's exactly right. They're a lot more active right now than how they ended the second quarter.
Nahazel had it stolen away and stripped. On the way is Carter. No good on the runner, and we got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to go against Anna Olin. That's her third. So 58 seconds and three fouls here for Singerney.
Right now, like you said, Scott, Singerney's got a lot more jump in him right now, and you're seeing a more aggressive transition on their part, too. They're not walking it down. They get a steal. They're going to attack the rim, which is something they didn't do the first half.
Summer Barthelman back into the game. They try to get it inside. Tipped. Now Nahazel on the turnaround. No, but he got fouled. That quick spin move to her right.
Yeah, if you're not set early, that is going to be a foul. So good job by her, Nahazel. Now we'll see if we can get some free throws out of her because she's doing a good job getting to the line.
Free throw number one off the back iron, no. One more coming up, 33-10. Trying to make it a 24-point lead and got it. Nahazel with 11, and it's 34-10. 24-point Springville lead. Barthelman left open. She'll crank up the three. Almost banked it to the wing. Tipped out deep on the kicker and comes down in the hands of Leah Carter for Singerney. I've not called him Singerney Coyote yet tonight.
Nice young.
Of course, the football team, they're consolidated, but they are two separate entities in all the other sports with one of the great nicknames of all time. The Savage Cobras. Bad pass into the interior over the head of Carter, stolen away by Yeager. Turnover number 17 for Singerney. Menster to Yeager. Cross-court diagonal pass. Wagaman open jumper, and she buries it from 17.
That nice cross-court skip pass.
Maddie Wagaman, 36-10. Davis yo-yos a dribble on the baseline, trying to bounce into the lane. Tipped, stolen away by Maddie Wagaman.
Oh, great up court pass again.
To Menster flying in. Another layup and another timeout. And it will be a 30, nope, full timeout going to be taken here. With the score 38-10. And we will take a 30-second timeout and come back to Springville right after this as you're listening to Girls Regional Basketball here on KGYM. It's a Metro Girls Tournament Showdown this Saturday night on the North Gym, 107.5 FM. This is Scott Udash. Join Steve Dozier and me this Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 FM as the Prairie Hawks take on 5A number 6 rated Linmar. It's the third meeting of the season between these longtime rivals, with the Lions taking the first two games. That's girls 5A regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Prairie at number 6 Linmar. Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM. We are back with you from the Makovic Gym here at Springville as the Orioles lead at 38-10 with 5:44 to play here in the third quarter. And Olin to inbound for Singerney off the timeout. Olin flips it up ahead in the front court to Summer Barthelman, and she traveled with it.
Nice on-ball defense by Menster. Got her to leave her feet, which you don't like to see, and she was out of options.
Springville basketball extending that 1-2-2. High free throw line, Nahazel. Kicks it out to Yeager. She'll circle up top. Kick to the corner to Metzger. Skip pass over to Megan Wagaman for three. Can't get the roll. Nahazel with the rebound. Turnaround good.
Well, Nahazel's done a tremendous job inside the lane all night offensively and defensively.
Quickly into the front court. Barthelman. Trap gets it out of there. From Autumn to Summer. I was waiting to say that all night. Barthelman deep three. Left it short, but Olin got the offensive rebound and then threw it away. Menster with a steal with the left hand all the way up and was fouled. And Davis gets her third. Still looking for her first point.
Yeah, that, and that foul, too. You know, she's got you a couple steps. Best to let her go because you don't want to create a foul. And especially in her situation, that puts a third foul on her.
Four starters with three fouls for Sigourney as Menster gets the free throw to go. As Olin will check out. And Sloan McGill in for the first time. McGill, a 5'7 freshman. Menster gets them both. 11 for her. And it's 42-10 in favor of Springville. And Springville is going to dump the pressure, I think. They're going to try the 2-3, back to the 2-3. Drive, Barthelman in the lane, runner no good, and rebound to Yeager. Long up court pass, Menster to the trailer. Wagaman, back it comes to Yeager, three-pointer, no. And over the back, going to be called on Sigourney.
Boy, Springville does such a nice job. You know, yeah, the Golden State Warriors, you know how much they pass, but in this small, you know, gym, so to speak, they really spread it out, and they use the whole floor offensively, which I like.
Off the inbound, not Hazel, a nice right-hander off the glass on the block. Nifty post moves. 44-10. Sigourney with the ball, coming up on the halfway mark of the third quarter. Three on the way, that's short. And the rebound out of there to Menster. Almost had it knocked away from behind. But Springville retains possession. Wagaman goes baseline, took it into a double team, knocked away, picked up by Menster, and lays it in. And that's kind of the way it's going.
Yeah, and you know, and that's all on Springville right now. They're definitely in the driver's seat, and they're putting the throttle down on them.
46-10. Summer Barthelman. Lob pass back to Autumn Barthelman. Davis spinning over on the right sideline. They drop it inside. Good feed down low, but the shot blocked Yeager. We got the block on McGill. Bounce down low. Nahazel turns on the block and banks it home.
Everything's going Springville's way right now.
Nahazel with 17, and it's 48-10. With 3:11 to play here in the third. Sigourney with the ball. Lob pass inside, and it's knocked out of bounds. And it will stay with the Savages, as they will bring Van E in. And Springville will go to the bench. Chrissy Hoagland will come in, and Nicole Kane will come in. Looking, and Sigourney inbounds. Barthelman, quick pass to the corner to Autumn. She'll try a three. It's no good. Aired it. And the weak side rebound out of there to Maddie Wagaman. Menster, cross-court pass. Here's Kane for the jumper. That's off the back iron. No, they fight for it in the weak side, and the rebound out of there to Sigourney. 48-10. Here's Davis. Step back three, and she got it. First points for Sierra Davis.
Yeah, that's good to see. That's a good step back three, so it's good to see her finally get break that seal, and hopefully this will get her and her team going now.
Yeah, be ball out of bounds after a little housekeeping on the floor.
Yeah, those darn headbands.
Spoken like a coach.
Yeah, that's right.
You loved them, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and I love all the funky colors they now let them wear.
Springville basketball with a 48-13 lead, under two to play in the third quarter. Menster,
great
skip
pass.
Pass. Kane, left-hand jumper, no. Offensive rebound to Hoagland, and she got double-teamed. It's knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Springville.
Right now, Scott, I got Springville up 8-2 on the rebounds, and, boy, they just are tenacious on the boards.
Savannah White comes in, and the inbounds pass slipped through the hands of Springville, but chased down by Yeager. And they'll set it up with a minute 23 remaining in the third. And Wagaman called for traveling as she went to go baseline. Turnover number 12. for Springville. 48-13. Here's Davis left open for three. No, couldn't get two in a row. And Yeager with a rebound. This is such a smart Springville basketball team.
Very smart. They don't force anything, and they really do a good job on offense as well, moving that ball.
Menster, three-pointer up and good from the right wing.
Boy, that's a good-looking shot for her, too. She can go inside, outside.
38% three-point shooter. She's the best on the team. That's her 39th of the year, and it's 51-13. Pass inside, foul called as Hoagland on the foul. That'll be the first in the half against Springville, and it'll be two shots coming up for Van E. Two young teams are going to both be heard from next year.
Yeah, I think so.
Springville is going to be heard from this year.
Springville is a very well-balanced and a very disciplined team, and that's I've just been very impressed with how they rebound the ball, how they, you know, move the ball on offense.
Sydney Williams in, the 5'3 senior. Second free throw curls out and stays 51-14. Half a minute to play here in the third. Megan Wackerman along with Maddie in there. Hoagland, Kane, and Williams. So some reserves in there. 18 seconds to play. Williams in the high catch. Back it comes to Megan with 14 seconds to play. Drops it down to the baseline. Wagaman in the corner. Bounce inside. Posting up. And a three-second violation on Springville.
I think that's about the only turnover we've seen on their offensive side right now for a while.
And that's it for the third quarter. As we've got the continuous clock going now as well, Steve.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
After three, this 1A regional semifinal, it is Springville 51 and Sigourney 14. And we will come back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls Regional Basketball on KGYM.
Between soccer practices, grocery shopping, and taking the dogs to the vet, depositing checks might be the last thing on your to-do list. First Federal Credit Union has a solution with their new mobile deposit app. Deposit checks anytime, anywhere with the First Federal Credit Union mobile deposit app. Using your smartphone or tablet, all you have to do is take a picture of the front and back of the check and submit. It's that easy, and it's simple, secure, and free. Discover the anytime, anywhere convenience of mobile deposit today. To enroll, go to firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you here at the Makovic Gym in Springville. Scott Unash and Steve Dozier with you. As you're listening to high school girls basketball here on KGYM tonight. 51-14 lead. And it'll be Sigourney basketball as we start the fourth quarter. Davis came in averaging 20 a game. She's got three so far. Has it right of the key. Back outside. Wechter, a deep 3-0. Left of the circle. Rebound out of there to Megan Wagaman. And we'll set the lineups. Megan and Maddie in there for Springville. Pass up front. Tip stolen away. And on the breakaway layup, it goes for Autumn Bartleman. And she's got seven. And it's 51-16. And Hoagland had to go over her head. And here comes Sigourney the other way off the back-to-back turnover. His layup won't go. And Springville the other way. Wagamans, Hoagland, and Williams in there for Nate Sanderson. We got a word from him after the game. Nice entry feed. Shot no good. Put back no by Maddie Wagaman. But a foul call. And Sierra Davis will pick up her fourth foul. And it'll be Maddie Wagaman on the line. Buries the first one. One more upcoming with 6:52 to play here in the game. And a 52-16 Springville lead. You just don't see a real problem with this Springville basketball team.
No, they're right now, it's just really hard to find a flaw right now with Springville. They've done just offensively and defensively very, very sound and disciplined.
Davis going baseline, up and under, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to go to Springville.
Yeah, Davis is, Sarah Davis is just very, very frustrated right now, just not able to find anything right now going.
And you hate for a terrific career to come to an end that way.
It is. You'd rather go out playing your best, and, you know, right now it's, that's credit to Springville.
53-16, 6 minutes to play here in the game. We'll get a word coming up with the head coach, Nate Sanderson, after the game. That 1-2-2, trying to trap out of it. Megan Wagaman, cross-court pass, stolen away. Ullman, good feed up ahead to Bartleman. She'll take it up and is fouled. And they're going to get Sydney Williams, I think, on the foul. And that'll put Autumn Bartleman to the free throw line for two. Has 7 points on the night, make it eight. And now Sammy Johnson will make her first appearance for Springville, the 5'11 sophomore. Always nice to have about a six-footer on the bench to come in.
Those are hard to find.
Got them both. And it's 53-18. There's an over and back violation against Springville.
Yeah, right now Springville's, they got some kids who haven't played a whole lot, but right now just some unforced errors.
Yeah, going to get a full timeout here to talk about it for Nate Sanderson with 5:33 to play. And you don't want to get too sloppy here in this situation. With the big lead, yes, but you don't want to pick up bad habits because you got to turn around pretty quick. And play coming up on Monday.
Well, that's why, Coach Sanderson has a good timeout. You know, it's sloppy right now, and he's got to get the group again and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to run our style right now and be disciplined running it without all these lazy passes or lob passes right now. And, so right now he's just going to regroup that group, and you're going to see, right now for the Savages, you're going to see them saying, we got 5 minutes left in our, year. Let's go out and do everything we can.
5:33 to play again tomorrow night. Linmar hosting Prairie in 5A regional semifinal basketball over at Linmar. And Iowa City West will host Jefferson tomorrow night down at West High. The Kibbe Bowl.
Yes, the Kibbe Bowl. I just ran into Scott Kibbe, and he's loving it there and doing great. And, always excited about everything.
Nice touch pass from Carter to Ullman, and she got fouled. Good timing play there, and the foul is going to be against Megan Wagaman. And free throws coming up for Anna Ullman. Puts it up, missed it off the left side, no good. One more upcoming. It's on the way and right through. A little bit of token pressure put on by Wechter out there. 53-19. Dump pass inside to Megan Wagaman. Diagonal pass goes cross-court and off the hands of Williams and out of bounds.
Yeah, these cross-court passes, if they're not on a rope, they're usually a turnover.
And Springville is going to go to the bench. Inside feed, and it's off the hands of Carter. Back-to-back turnovers for the teams here. Long up-court pass on to catch Kane. Tried to whip the pass to Johnson, flying in there down the lane, and it goes out of bounds. Now Hazel and Menster are going to come back in and just kind of settle things down a little bit.
Yeah, because, it can be a long 4.5 minutes if, all these unforced turnovers right now. So good job getting some of them back in and kind of get the ship going in the right direction again.
Don't want to have bad voodoo and karma going into that regional final. Davis left open just inside the arc. Fires from 17. Can't get it to go. Rebound Springville. Menster dumps it inside. Nice. There's Nahazel again running the floor.
Boy, Menster with a great pass, and Nahazel just does a tremendous job running the floor, and it's good to see her post can run the floor very well as she does.
19 for her. Davis can't get it to go, but the rebound out of there to Olin. And Sigourney has it. Back to Davis. Fakes the three. On the drive. Took it up strong and got fouled by Nahazel. Only her first foul of the night. And Davis will go to the line for a couple free throws. And that will stop the clock with 3:53 to play. Davis gets the free throw. And three fresh faces come in for Springville. Williams back in. Hoagland in. And Yeager will come back in. Davis misses the second. Chase on in the corner. And comes out of there with Riley Menster. And Springville breaks a little pressure here with the no-look pass up ahead to Hoagland. Orioles led after one quarter, 16-0, led 18-0, and there's a steal. As Wachter takes it away and gets the layup. Her first points.
Yeah, right now if you're Springville, you just want to work the ball around and keep it away from a turnover.
Open three. Menster tries it. In and out, no good. Put back up. That's too strong, no good. Third effort, up and in by Johnson. Sammy Johnson with the bucket. And they stop play for a moment while Sierra Davis ties her shoe.
You don't typically see the referee let the stop play with an untied shoe, but in this circumstance, it's okay by both coaches, I think.
Gleckner comes in for Springville, the 5'6 junior, Caitlin Gleckner. Into the game for the Orioles, 57-22, 2:45 to play. Wachter will line it up for three, left of the key, no. Rebound, Yeager. Springville will move on to the regional final coming up on Monday night. Gleckner left open, starts to drive in. Good dump off pass into the lane, and the shot no good. Put back no, but a foul called. There's Sammy Johnson again.
Boy, Springville just rebound, and they're just dominating right now on the boards on both ends.
And we got the fifth foul on Leah Carter. She will foul out. Only a sophomore, so she'll have two more years. And Serena Gretter will come in to the lineup for Sigourney. Gretter, a junior, is a free throw no good for Johnson. One more upcoming, 57-22, Springville. And Johnson missed them both, and the chase is on, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Sigourney ball. Worst part of this is that there's an hour, 45-minute bus ride back.
Yeah, those are tough. Been there before. And
we've all been there before.
Yeah, we've lost a regional final in a regional semifinal in Ankeny and got our shorts handed to us pretty good, and it's a long ride home.
2 minutes to play here in the game. They work the triangle left side and a whistle and a foul called on the Orioles. Lochner will pick it up. 57-22. That'll stop the clock momentarily with a minute 57 to go. Ashley Brady comes into the Springville lineup. And now Sigourney will take out some of their starters as well. Bartleman will come out. Olin will come out as well. And Emily Horak will come in for Springville. Melissa Deeney also in for the Orioles. And we get a timeout here with a minute 31 to play here for Sigourney. As you're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Regina's taking a lead now over Sumner Fredericksburg, 32-26. That is going into the fourth quarter. Regina unbeaten on the year. As Sierra Davis staying in there for Sigourney, and imagine that Coach Harder probably pick an ideal time to take her out.
Yeah. No, and they should. It's nice with your senior that you give them the recognition that they, you know, kids that put 4 years in the program deserve to walk off on their, you know, with the whole crowd seeing them walk off for the last time.
So it'll be Sigourney ball with the 57-22 deficit. Inbound to the corner, and Davis will let it fly for three and got it. And there's a timeout, and I think they're going to take Davis out. And she will come out of the lineup, and it will be a timeout. And the tears always seem to start flowing about this time of the year, Steve.
Yeah, you hate to see that, especially a kid who had such a great year and career, which Davis did. And but you know how poetic to go out on a three. You know, she's made a lot of them. So good job on the coach to get her that shot or look on the, and she nailed it. So.
Yeah, real nice thing right there. 57-25, minute 15 to play. Springville attacking the basket to our right. Outside the arc, Horak gets it inside, right back to Horak. Thought about the three. Who's going to put up the shot? And there's a reach-in foul on Savannah White. And that will stop the clock. And going to the free throw line will be Ashley Brady for a 1-1. Puts it up, left-handed, and can't get the roll. The offensive board there, and the putback rimmed off, no, and over the back going to be called on Melissa Deeney.
Shocker that Springville got the rebound again. I mean, just unbelievable.
They've done a great job on the offensive glass tonight.
Everything. So defensively, offensively, and they've rebounded extremely well out of that zone.
57-25. And Sigourney will try to get one shot off here. And a bad pass and inside, stolen away by Springville. And another Oriole turnover. Williams drives baseline. Faulkner over the left wing. Who's going to take the shot? Here's the pull-up, high Archer. That's in and out, no good that time by Brady. Rebound to the Savages. Lead pass to White. She'll take it up strong and was fouled with 9.5 to go. Couple free throws coming up. As Glockner will pick up the foul. And Savannah White will try to get into the scoring column here for Sigourney. Yeah, it's a free throw up and in. And Melissa Newley will come in for Springville. And both free throws go for White. Springville will win their 22nd on the year. And they will get ready for the regional final coming up down in North English on Monday night. 2 seconds to play, and that will do it. Springville on to the regional final as third-rated Orioles knock off Sigourney tonight by a score of 57-27. And we'll come back with the postgame show from the Makovic Gym here in Springville right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening, Girls Regional Basketball from KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
It's a Metro Girls Tournament Showdown this Saturday night on the North Gym, 107.5 FM. This is Scott Udash. Join Steve Dozier and me this Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 FM as the Prairie Hawks take on 5A number 6 rated Linmar. It's the third meeting of the season between these longtime rivals, with the Lions taking the first two games. That's girls 5A regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Prairie at number 6 Linmar, Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM. We are back here in Springville. Scott Udash along with Steve Dozier as Springville has punched their ticket to the Class 1A Region 5 final, as the Orioles will take on either Montezuma, the champions of the South Iowa Cedar League, or Moravia. We'll try to find a score here, but this one got over pretty quickly. I imagine most of the other games are still being played right now.
Yeah, with the running of the clock and the way that ended up with the 35-point rule. Nobody wants to end their year that way, that's for sure.
Well, Springville, they took care of business tonight. And when you're a favorite, you don't want the underdog team to get a sniff. And they certainly didn't get a sniff tonight.
No, in the first 4 minutes, I didn't know if anybody was going to score over 10 points, with the turnovers that started out. But Springville got in a rhythm right away, and that was set the defensive tone. And then their offense, took over too. So, all the credit definitely all the credit goes to Springville. Just very impressed to watch them play.
Ball movement is really, really good.
It is. Just you think of Golden State now, because that's the new thing, is all the ball movement. They had the most passes, and I would be shocked if Springville didn't have the most passes in their offense. If there was a stat for that in high school, I bet they would be leading their conference in passing.
Well, you take a look at the assists in the year. Springville averages 19 assists per game, 417 on the year.
There you go.
That's outstanding.
That's amazing. That's a good team basketball for sure.
And what a job by Michaela Nahazel tonight. She was just outstanding. Did it running the floor and also the post moves down low. Just smooth down there.
Very smooth, and she finds a way to find the gap, too. She just doesn't force her way to a spot. She finds the spot and anticipates movement. And did a nice job, and her teammates, when they were able to run the short corner and got to the short corner, that just opened her up even more. And that's where she kind of got a run, is some help running that short corner offense.
Yeah, that quick ball movement and get it around, reverse it, and get it to that corner and get it inside. And that's been the recipe for success this year for the Springville Orioles. Let's take a look at the final scoring. Springville wins it 57-27. To go to 22-1 on the year. And for the Orioles, 3 in double figures. They were led by Michaela Nahazel with 19 points, team and game high. Did it with 11 field goals and 1 free throw. Check that. My math, 9 field goals and 1 free throw. And that's 19 points. 16 for Riley Menster. Had a little bit of a slow start, but she came on in the second half, ran the floor beautifully, and did her thing defensively tonight as well. 10 for Maddie Wagaman in the game, and then 4 apiece for Megan Wagaman and Alyssa Yeager, and those all came from the free throw line. And then Sammy Johnson and Nicole Kane with 2 points apiece off the bench for Springville. For Sigourney, they end their season at 14-10. Autumn Bartleman leading the way, the 5'6 sophomore with 9 points. Sierra Davis came in averaging almost 20 and ended up with 7 in her final game of her Sigourney career. 3 points off the bench for Jordan Van E. Summer Bartleman had 3. Brooke Wechter, 2. Savannah White, 2. And Anna Olin with a point for Sigourney. The Savages had 23 turnovers before the press was dropped in that particular third quarter for Springville. And Springville, they ended up with a total of 19, but a lot of those came later on in the ball game. Bench scoring was 8 for Sigourney. In this one, the Orioles were 12 of 18 from the free throw line in the contest. And Sigourney, 70%, they were 7 out of 10. And tell you what, Springville held Sigourney to 4 three-pointers in the game tonight. That's not bad for a team that came in shooting a bunch of them on the air.
Well, they didn't even get enough attempts off either. They had 4 three-pointers, but I would tend to guess they only got about maybe 10 off, you know, and that's amazing. And, you know, rebounding wise too, Scott, just dominating performance. I have Springville unofficially with 43 rebounds to 11 with Sigourney. So that is a dominating performance, especially out of that zone, how well they rebound out of that. And if they keep doing that, they're going to be a very difficult team to beat for sure.
Well, and the regional final is coming up on Monday night down at North English. And Springville will take on either Montezuma or Moravia in that one. Both teams with very, very good records going into that game. Montezuma was the South Iowa Senior League overall champion. And so we'll see how that all plays out. But those are 1-2 lost teams, so it's not going to be an easy trip, and you don't want it to be an easy trip.
No, and whoever goes at this point is going to earn it, that's for sure. And, you know, I would tend to think right now the way Springville looked tonight, haven't seen Montezuma play, but, boy, that's they're going to be, whoever has them, if it is Montezuma, they're going to have their hands full.
Yep, and we got wrestling going on. We got regional basketball going on as well. Just a whole bunch of things. This is a great time of the year.
It's a busy time for you, isn't it?
It is.
It is a lot going on. You're wrapping up the boys' season as well. I think, is the regular season over right now for the boys, right?
Or is
there one game?
Nope.
It's over. Okay. So, yeah, you're turning into regional play there, and some good matchups early on already for those. So, excitement for sure coming down the stretch, and especially wrestling. I'm anxious to hear how our Prairie Wrestlers finish. I saw they were in fourth place at one point, so not sure how they are ended up at the end of the day.
Well, Springville win tonight, and another win for the Tri-Rivers Conference is North Lynn, and no problem with Alburnett, 51-21 tonight. I thought it'd be a little closer game for that one, and another great career coming to an end with Taylor Huber of Alburnett, terrific player.
Yeah, so Alburnett's had a nice year, but Springville or North Lynn, I mean, they have such a youth program there, Scott. I've said, you know, they got a great youth program with their young kids, and they just funnel them through. They lost Nicole Miller, who's at Drake, you know, they're very well coached, and it's a very well run program, and starting with their youth all the way up. So they're going to be a team that's you're going to hear North Lynn for a while yet.
We're going to wait a couple more minutes here and see if we can get a word from Nate Sanderson coming up, as he is in there talking with his Springville troops here as they get ready for the regional final. And for the seniors, for Springville, this was their final game on this court. Now, you don't think about it. It goes so quick, those 4 years, and how many times you have practice and et cetera. And this is the last time you get to step out into this basketball court wearing that uniform.
Yeah, that's hard, but the good thing is she'll get to practice on it, which is nice. And not many teams can say that after tonight that they have practice left. And that's still, it's just knowing that you have a chance. It creates a great atmosphere around your school. And, you know, you sit here and look at the Springville crowd, a lot of them are staying here hanging out. And, again, it's a whole community support here, and there is a lot of kids and adults and grandparents, and everybody's waiting here until the kids pop out, and it's a neat atmosphere.
I think I see Nate, and we can get his attention. I think he's talking to a college coach over there. I might send you, well, it's going to take you 10 minutes and me 10 minutes to get out of here, so we'll see if we can flag him down here and get a word before we sign off here tonight. We got through here a little early, and I'll let you go shout there. Yeah, there you go. Good job, Steve.
Yeah, that's when you have kids, you know how that goes. You're good at getting that yell out quick.
You are good at getting that yell out there. And Nate Sanderson, the head coach for Springville, joining us here after this 57-27 win. And well, Nate, congratulations. Like we said, it was a slow start, but once you got that first bucket, things went well after that.
Yeah, we came out, it seemed like, with a little bit of nervousness tonight, which is a little bit uncharacteristic for us. But once we got things going, you know, we got one to fall, and I think we got a turnover and a layup. And after that, you know, we started being a little bit more comfortable out there. And the Hazel took a quick break in the middle of that first quarter and just kind of gathered herself a little bit. And after that, I think she had 19 points in 14 minutes or whatever the rest of the way. So she kind of got it going, and that certainly makes our offense better when she's firing on all cylinders on the inside.
She was amazing, not only running the floor. which, you know, posts don't do that too often, but also good inside moves tonight. And I know she's got so much better at that even than last year.
Yeah, her footwork, you know, is really advanced, and obviously I'm biased, but, you know, she can finish with both hands within 4 or 5 feet of the basket. She's got drop steps both ways. She's got step-throughs both ways. And her mid-range isn't great, but out to 8 or 10 feet, she's pretty good. And, you know, the girls are good about just moving the basketball, and then she finds those openings in the middle of the lane and is pretty good about finishing there. So she had a great night tonight, and it's been characteristic of what she's done for us all year.
I tell you, I like the rebounding. Unofficially, I had you guys 43-11 in rebounding. And I was telling Scott, you don't see good rebounding out of a zone. I saw tremendous rebounding out of a zone. I saw tremendous kids in passing lanes out of the zone, which you don't see kids in passing lanes out of the zone. And, you know, you held them to 4 made threes, which, you know, their offense is built on that. But, you know, again, that 2-3 zone, you see rebounding on both ends and how they did it. I was just completely impressed with their 2-3 zone and how they ran the floor.
Yeah, I think we only gave up 3 offensive rebounds is what we had for them. And we had 19 offensive boards. You know, we crashed at the other end pretty hard, too. And, you know, I'd like to take credit for that and say, gosh, we got a great rebounding philosophy, but we just have long kids and they're pretty tough and they go hard after the ball. You know, Wagaman's our third all-time leading rebounder here at Springville, and Jaeger's working her way up the charts. She's just long, and she's gotten more tenacious about pursuing the ball, and Nahazel's been getting better about getting position, and our tops have been starting to pursue a little bit more, too. And, you know, when they just, I mean, we talk and emphasize over and over and over that every defensive possession, we want one shot, one contested shot, and a rebound. And I think when it leads to running the floor and getting layups, that gives a little bit of a carrot out in front of them, too, to work hard on that end.
Yeah, they hardly had any second-chance opportunities tonight, which was good to see.
And I know you keyed on Davis. You held her down to 7, and she got 3 of those right at the end there. And for a girl coming in averaging 20, you just had to be so happy with the way your defense was on her.
Well, I thought overall, you know, our defensive game plan was to really be able to have our feet playing in front of people and just stay between the ball and the basket and then just get a hand to their nose when they went to shoot it. And I think that's one thing that this team is really good about, is just closing those shooting windows so quickly. You know, and that, again, is more of a length and quickness thing than it is a scheme thing. But, you know, we've gotten really good about getting in good position, and they're very, you know, much off the dribble drive and try to kick out and create threes that way. But when you can play one-on-one, everybody else can kind of stay home with their responsibilities, and I thought we did a great job both in the top and the bottom of the zone with that tonight. And then just, you know, contesting without getting out of position and, you know, giving up position on the perimeter was great for us too. So,
well, I thought your offense too, I mean, there's a few times where you had 8-9 passes around the perimeter, and, you know, like for Golden State, they lead the NBA in passing. I said, I bet Springville would lead their conference in the amount of passes you guys do as a team and get everybody, you know, you don't see any selfishness, which is, with all the passing, that's going to make them very dangerous.
Yeah, we run a little bit of a unique system that's, you know, it's just kind of evolved over the 6 years since I've been here, and I mean, it's rooted in some Princeton stuff, but there's a lot, you know, a few things mixed in. But we honestly don't, I mean, we haven't called a play for a month. I mean, they just go out and they just play, and they're gotten so comfortable with what they do. You know, we get a lot of cutters to the basket. Everybody can score in the post, and, you know, we play a little bit inside out with Nahazel. But you're right about the unselfishness. You know, they are much more about, I think, making sure that we get good shots on offense and, you know, not turning the ball over, but nobody cares about their stats or their points or anything else. And, you know, we try to emphasize a lot of that in film. You know, we have good possessions like that, just taking a lot of pride in creating something that's beautiful to watch, you know. And that sounds maybe a little poetic or something, but the girls really take pride in playing the game the right way and playing it together, and I think you saw that tonight.
Well, as a former coach, I took poetic. It was just poetic how it went down, and I was loving the little things out of the zone, how they read the passing lanes, how they rebound out of it, and just offensively how you get all your kids, they get everybody involved, and you can tell when they're just running things and moving and seeing each other, and that's a beautiful thing when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun when they're playing well. They're really fun to watch. So,
well, and a great home crowd tonight too. Boy, they were out wearing their orange tonight.
Yeah, we had a good crowd, and, you know, we had a good crowd on Tuesday night too, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a great crowd on Monday down in North English, and a lot of people will make the trip. But it's fun for the girls, you know, when you get that big student section and the gym gets loud, and it's a fun atmosphere to play in.
This is a great gym.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Nate, and on to the regional final.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Nate Sanderson, head coach of the Springville Orioles. as they win it tonight. 57-27 here over Sigourney in a 1A regional semifinal. Regina a winner tonight as well, as Regina pulled away for a 15-point win. So Regina and North Lynn coming up on Monday night. And that game will be over at Cedar Rapids, Washington on Monday evening. And that's going to be one of our games on 106.3 FM coming up. And Jeff Downing's going to have that one over at the Wash Gym. We'll be over for the boys 4A doubleheader over at Prairie on Monday night on 107.5, so 106.3 FM. You will have North Lynn taking on Iowa City Regina. So that should be a good one as well over there. And of course, tomorrow night we've got a pair of games as we get into the 5A's regional semifinal action. Cedar Rapids Prairie will be at Linmar, the third meeting between those two teams. And that will be coming up on Saturday night at 6:45. That'll be on 107.5 FM, 106.3 FM. Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Iowa City West, I believe for the third time as well, down at West High. And both of those games will be at 6:45. And Steve's fun atmosphere, and hopefully a fun atmosphere tomorrow night when the old ECIC rivals get together.
Yeah, that'll be a good game tomorrow night. But, boy, this was just a treat to watch Springville play, and especially how well they played tonight. So I'd like to see them continue, and hopefully they can continue to, you know, cause some damage. And they definitely got a chance with the young team, you know, to have a chance to play in Des Moines.
All right, and that's going to wrap things up here from Springville tonight. Big thanks to Joe Martin, former Cedar Rapids Prairie product.
Absolutely.
Did you have Joe in class or anything like
that?
No,
but I had Joe in a little YMCA baseball, and his dad, too. His dad's a big runner, and Joe's had a lot of success out here, now doing some AD duties. So,
football coach as well.
Absolutely. Treated us very well out here.
Yep, so thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. Big thanks to Zach Johnson back in the studio for all his help as well with our engineering end of things. And a big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Also a big thanks as well to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast of this one here tonight. Scott Unash saying so long for Steve Dozier. Final score of this regional semifinal Class 1A tonight. It was number 3, Springville 57 and Sigourney 27. So long from the Makovic Gym here in Springville.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt.